Hello.
Hello, my name is Latoya, calling back from customer support. How can I help on today?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Let me see. I'm doing it's customer support for something. I don't even know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code and see if I have an account for you?
Sure. It's 60629.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Let's see. What's that first and last name?
Christine Hunter.
Christine Hunter. Okay. Give me just a minute. I'm just trying to see if I can locate your account.
Okay.
Let's see which one this is. Co-op HMC. All right. All right. Wait a minute. I didn't put in the right one. Hang on. I'm just trying to see if I can locate if we have an account for you.
Okay. I hope you don't. Take your time.
Right. I know, huh?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, not so lucky. I see us on there. If this is you, can you verify your address for security purposes?
3208 West 56th Street. And no, that's Chicago, 60629.
Okay. I'm just waiting on it to generate your account. Is there anything that's taking place that you're calling in about? This is a, you ordered something, trying to find out if it's shipped or not really sure?
No, I whatever it is, I'd rather give it back. I don't even know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting on the computer to pull up. I was just kind of asking a few questions to see before your account pulled up to see what it was.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so... So it looks like you entered the drawing to win the tactical bag, and you received it. That's what initiated these charges?
Uh-huh.
Did you receive a tactical bag? It would have been back in October.
Oh, my God. A tactical bag. What's that?
So it's like a tote bag or something that you put stuff in, like a survival bag or something like that. You would have paid $5.74 for it, and that would have been for the shipping.
Okay.
So it looks like it was sent out to you on the 18th. You should have received it, obviously, by now. And so that was basically for you to try out. That was like a welcoming gift. So if you didn't cancel the trial, you would be entering into our membership. That's what that $67.32 is. And you receive $100 of gift card vouchers to go onto our Factory Direct Savings Club. Had you received anything in your email about that?
No.
Okay.
I need to look at my email.
So it looked like you received another. So, I mean, a couple of these have gone out. Did you receive a survival bracelet?
Survival bracelet.
It would have been for $9.97, and that was on the 17th of October. All of these charges are from October. You don't have any charges for November.
Girl, tell you the truth, I don't know.
Not sure.
No. Because it's like me and this person. And another building down the street. It seems like I think they come down and take my stuff.
Yeah, there were actually three items that were shipped out to you that you should have received. What I can do if you did not receive those, because I can look and see what happened, tracking if they brought it to your address. Yes, ma'am. Let me check that out for you right quick.
Okay.
So you won't All right. So it says that your item was delivered in or at the mailbox around 2 p.m. on October the 21st. That would have been that tactical bag. That was the first one. Okay. Let's see what the other one was. So the survival bracelet. Let's see where that said. I imagine that you probably did a survey or something online and paid shipping and received those gifts, but you say you didn't receive them. So I can go back and have those reshipped out to you so that you would receive them. And I think we can put it on there where you can sign for them, so they would have to talk to you to get them. Yes, so that went out also, was delivered on the same day around the same time. So all of these actually went out at the same time. 10/18, 10/18, and 10/18.
Get out.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have to take them?
Well, they would have been, I mean, it's been over a month now, so they, you mean they, you were charged for them, so I would think that you would want to have those reissued to you since you didn't receive them. I mean, that's up to you, but we don't accept them back. If you, even though, now you haven't gotten them, I can reship them out to you, but we don't accept them back. We don't take back any other product, open or unopened.
Okay, then if you have to send them back, can you do that? And then you're going to ask for a signature?
Yeah, I'll put on there that it needs to be reshipped and request a signature so that you'll be able to receive them. If you give me just a moment, I'll go ahead and put in that order for all three items, okay?
Okay, thanks, sir.
No problem.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you. You know what? Jamali? You getting hungry? Yes. I don't know. Alan said they didn't have no frosty flakes. Was it corn flakes and I put sugar on it? It's like frosty flakes.
Oh, okay.
Well, what you going to eat?
We still have a little bit of Kellogg's frosty flakes.
You better go back there and check that box because it's still somewhat full. I don't know what's in it.
I'll fill the box. And I'm here.
Did you look at it?
Yes.
What's in it?
Some left.
Bring the box and let me see in a minute. People in this house are going to drive me crazy. I don't know why he just don't buy some damn frosty flakes. Well, what he telling me for, Come on. Wait. Go ahead, baby. You can make me some chill. I hope you use it all. Don't take that. That's in the bottom of that box.
Miss Hunter?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that reshipped out to you, and I'm going to specify that a signature be received in order to receive these, and I'll cancel out so you won't get charged again, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, just hang tight for me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. Who is that? The Amazon.
Yeah, well, we're going to make sure you get it this time because I'm going to make sure that it will provide, you have to have a signature to pick it, to receive it. So nobody will be able to get it. If you just hang tight for a minute for me, I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I get that inputted for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Boy. Let me see. What is this? Stop bawling, Lord. Jesus. Listen, listen. It ain't going nowhere. Lord, where's my glasses? Oh, Jesus. Okay. Nah. What? Let me write it down. What?
Like, I'm still here, Miss Hunter. I'm just making sure I put all this information in correctly and make sure that we request a signature, okay?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm still here talking to myself. So.
Okay. Thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, no, yours. Woo. I don't know why I keep thinking this is Saturday. God. I had COVID pneumonia. And ever since then, the dates don't seem to be right. The time is not right. Nothing's right. My days aren't right. I'm not saying nothing bad about this lady, but she's real nice. She talks like a Saturday person. Yeah. Somebody come to work on Saturday. Oh, boy.
All right, Miss Hunter. So thank you so much for patiently waiting. I do apologize for that hold. I have submitted for you to receive those gifts again, and I also went ahead and canceled out these, so you will not be charged again, and you should be receiving those shortly. Now, it will be after the holidays because, you know, it's right here just before Thanksgiving. I hope you're ready for Thanksgiving, but check afterwards. You should be able to. Ma'am?
I'm not cooking no more. I've been cooking. I'm 68 now. I've been cooking since I was 18. I'm through.
Your kid's not cooking?
My oldest is Junior, 40-something. And the youngest, he's autistic. He's 20-something.
Oh, okay.
Nah. Girl, please.
You probably wouldn't eat it, huh?
Smile.
You so...
Ever since I had that COVID, I had COVID pneumonia.
God bless your soul.
I don't keep up with the date. It's like talking to you. It's as if I'm talking to you on a Saturday.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
Yeah, it feels like I'm talking to you on a really nice day, which is Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. It just feels like that, huh?
Yeah. I got up this morning. I thought it was Monday.
Nope, today's Tuesday, but it's not a bad thing. It's not nothing going on Mondays or Tuesdays. It's when you're, you know, when you get older, all you're supposed to do is sit on the porch and wait for the mailman.
Yeah, good.
And gossip with your neighbors. Child, you know Anna Pearl over there talking to George.
You better be trying to sit in your house and talk through the walls.
Right.
Food and can on. I ain't never seen so much badness in the world.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. So you have to keep a positive outlook with stuff. And it's a blessing that you made it through that COVID pneumonia.
Yeah, you are so right.
Thank God. We serve a mighty God.
Yeah, he's a good God, too.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I've got all that taken care of for you. I've sent out for you to be reshipped, and I canceled to make sure that you won't receive any other charges, ma'am. And is there anything else I can help you with today, Ms. Hunter?
Can I have your name?
LaToya.
Oh, LaToya. Like I know you.
Yes, ma'am. We all are related in some way. You'd be surprised at how many relatives you don't even know you have going down the line.
You know what? And then I thought about that. You know where you can look for ancestors and stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it'd be my luck to have some crooks in the deal.
Believe it or not, it's probably in every family. There's either somebody that's on drugs or maybe that they're thieves. You know, every family, I don't care what culture, you've got something that's odd in your family that's different from the other person.
I mean, Jesus. So I can't bother with them.
Yeah, well, at this point, you've lived this long, and you're in them stages of where you got more years behind you than you do in front of you, so you definitely don't need no more stress.
I sure don't. I definitely don't.
Well, hopefully this is a little bit of the stress off you. You'll get those, and I did request that you sign for them. So hopefully this time you will receive them. There's nobody else there that can receive them at your home.
No.
Okay.
Well, we sign for one another, but that's okay. It's only four.
As long as it gets to the house. You just want to make sure it gets there. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I have literally, not necessarily starved, but I have definitely cut back quite a bit because mama gets down. My mother is right along with you. My mother is 68 years old, and my mother weighs about 100, maybe 100 pounds wet. And that thing knows she can get down with making that food. She could feed a whole country. She can feed a whole country, and I look forward every year. And when I tell you that, my mother is so good with that. She doesn't measure anything or keep a rote down or nothing. Everything tastes the same every year. Every year. It's amazing.
It is. She didn't have no measuring cups and all that stuff. She do it by eye.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle it by hand, however she had to do.
Yes, ma'am, and me with that, I was the baby. I have two older brothers, so guess what? I was the one that licked all the bowls and everything and tasted everything. But guess what? I can't cook like her because I only wanted to wait till the food got done. I wouldn't even stand there long enough.
That's a no-no. You didn't watch?
I did a little bit, but you know, when I finally got up some age and then I got married, it's like I had to whisper and go in the back room. It was like, Mama, what I put in this? I was like, Mama, how much of this I supposed to use? You go and marry a man, you can't cook for him. But I done learned enough. Now, because I usually prep with her every year for Thanksgiving, I know how she prepares it and everything. I just don't do it. So if, you know, it gets to a point where she doesn't want to do it anymore, you know who's going to end up doing it. Because I know it best. Those brothers of mine were never around to watch her cook. So I'm going to be the one that does it. So I've learned how to prep. You know, all of her vegetables and cut up everything because that's usually what I do every year.
It'll probably be your hood.
You know what? You're right, Miss Hunter, because I don't want to cook. Take too long. And he done already started. So why would I stand in his way and not let him finish? That's right. I'll go to the store and pick up some. See, I'm one of them people that you invite to your house for a party and just tell me to bring the paper plates, bring the cups. Because right. I don't want to cook. I can, but I don't want to.
Yes,
well. Yes, ma'am. So I've got that taken care of for you, Miss Hunter. I hope that you're even just the day being beautiful for you because you've been through so much. I hope that the day is just bright for you, just only you.
Oh, you too, bud. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you enjoy yours, and be sure to watch your husband. Give him as much support.
I'm going to be right there tasting. I'm going to be right there tasting. Baby, put a little bit more. That tastes right.
Oh, Lord. Okay, then. You enjoy here.
Yes, ma'am. And take care of yourself and take care of that family. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let me see. I know this.